This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always appreciative of the time that you spend with us, especially when you write in, call in, let me know what's going on, let me know how you feel about certain issues and things that we're talking about and what have you. Also, if you head up to the website, you'll find a live chat room there along with being able to buy my book and T-shirts and all kinds of little fun, I think it's little fun stuff, but you may not. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. And, you know, head up there and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been afraid to, all the things you've been told to be afraid of, all the things you've been told are nasty, mean, you're going to find out in the book, they're not nasty and mean. I talk to each and every one of those issues. All those labels that the left has given us that don't really mean much of anything. But the only way you're going to find out is to get informed, get engaged, and get informed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, listen, over the next few weeks, that'll be five or six weeks, whatever it is. And some of you know, I always admonish you to run for office. I always admonish you to get out there, get involved, get engaged locally. You can get involved at the state and federal level, but get involved locally. See what it takes to run a campaign. See what it takes to get your person over the finish line. It's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of money. I've got a race coming up. It's going to take me about $28,000 to win that race. I'll get a lot of support locally. And the reason I bring this up now is because I've got guest hosts that will be coming on to cover. I'll record where I can, when I can, so that you don't have, you know, a whole week without Joe. Although that might not be a bad thing. But I'll pre-record some of those. But it takes a lot to run. It takes a lot out of you to run. It takes a lot. People come at you from all angles. They will use comments I make on the show to come against me. And there's just so much going on. And again, after a certain period of time, I can't even talk about the race on the air. Even though it's a nationally syndicated show. But I want you to know, I'm not the only guy out there. Look around you. Look around locally. Who do you want to support? Who do you want to help make changes? I was talking to somebody the other day who said that I was at an event where I gave a small speech, and the two things that stood out in her mind that I said is that conservatives tend, and Christians tend, to vote for their person, help their person get in office, and then they leave them there to drown. It ain't over then. The fight's not over. You've elected a person that goes 180 degrees against the grain. Look at Trump. Look what he's doing. Look what he's having to put up with. Do you think it's that much different at the smaller levels? You know, when you're talking about school board, water board, city councils, you have people on school boards that have been there for years and years and years. They know how they want things done, and they'll push to keep that. Staff will push to keep that. And you've got to really go in there and start smashing things up. That's how you, and I don't mean that in a derogatory or a mean or nasty way. Now, I've been on my particular school board almost 9 years. I do not want to, it may not sound like it, may sound like I'm joking, but I don't want to move in. I had not intended to spend any more than 2 terms on there. But things change. My big push was career tech education. We used to, in our day, we called it industrial arts. And we're not done yet. And there's some things that have gotten in the way. And the state has pulled some money from us. I want to stay till I finish that. Or find somebody who's willing to put up the same amount of energy and the same amount of fight that I would to make it happen. So I'm telling you all this so that when I'm not here for 2 nights in a row or something like that, and somebody else is here, you don't think I don't care about you anymore, and I do. That's why I'm out doing what I do. Right? But I'm also telling you this is that you need to go out and do it. You need to go out and help somebody run. You need to go out. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $15. Give them something to run on to allow them to make up science. I remember the first mailer I ever sent out was $14,000. I about passed out. But how do you get your message out otherwise? You could say grassroots. I can't tell you how many times I've been disappointed by the grassroots who were going to go walk and call for me, and then they don't show up. You get 40, 50 people say they'll be there, and 12 show up. And you've ordered pizza for 40 or 50 people. So all that to say, go ahead and support your local person. Find one. Latch onto them. Help them out financially, email-wise, postcard, whatever you can do to phone calls, whatever you can do to help that person, do it. If you truly believe what you tell me you believe, if you truly believe what you say in some of the emails you send me, if all that is real, then engage. Do something to change the outcome, to make a difference. If you have any more questions about it, I mean, again, I'll have my website up for some of those of you who are curious as to what it's all about, who want to know what it takes to run, who want to know some of the platforms that to look for and the people that are running in your area. So the cries to abolish ICE have kind of melted away, if you would. Seriously, I mean, remember they were hot on this? A couple of weeks ago was the only thing they could say. Well, actually, 2 things they could say. Abolish ICE and impeach Trump. Those are 2 things, the only 2 rally cries that they had, if you would. That's all changed. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban.
We are back.
I'm the craze. I'm gonna get free.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. I will not be calling anybody chick-chicky-boom, I promise. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Website has a live chat room you can take advantage of. Smarter people than I are in the chat room, at least the one on the website and the one on Facebook. You know, Facebook live feed, I guess what they call it. It's a place you guys can go and congregate together, talk about what we're talking about on the show, or other things. Sometimes they're talking about recipes in there, which is always freaky. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about how, you know, the whole call to bring ICE to its knees, the whole thing, you know, that the ICE is a bunch of Nazis, somehow has subsided. We're not hearing much about it. You know why? Because we're 6 weeks out from an election. Or, what is it? almost 8 weeks. I'm trying. September, October. Yeah, pretty close. Eight weeks out. Yeah, there you go. So not that far away. And they don't want anybody getting in their way of what they perceive to be a win. And they found out that as the numbers go, two things. Americans don't want ICE abolished. They want somebody to take care of us. They want somebody, you know, think about law enforcement officials. Think about how many people are involved in law enforcement, how many family members are involved. And when I say that, you have an uncle, an aunt, a cousin, a dad, that's a police officer. Why would you call for the abolishment of ICE? They don't just, you know, to use the Democrats' vernacular, their only job is not to rip kids out of the arms of their mothers waiting to come to safety. They're immigration and customs enforcement. Now, they know that the polls show this is not a winning issue. Not by any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, so why hang on it? And if you look at history, as far as when it comes to impeaching a president, it never helps the side that's going for the impeachment. Never. People don't like it. It slows the president down. It slows down the progress of the country. It's not good. And then I always say the same thing. If you hate President Trump, how are you going to feel about President Pence? And then when you're done with Pence, depending on who takes over the Speaker's chair, I don't like President Speaker of the House. Really scary, isn't it? And if you don't think, if the Democrats take the House, now think about that. They impeach Trump, Pence, who's next in line? Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi being Speaker of the House and then finding a way to get rid of those first two? Talk about petrified. If that doesn't scare you to go on out and vote for those who will support Trump, nothing will. I wonder how many people are so far to one side or the other that they would vote for their party over the American people. And you know what I mean by that. How many would vote because they're so stuck in their party, they've been so brainwashed into believing that their party has all the answers, is the only one that's right 100% of the time. How many of them would vote party over what's the best for America? Because I realize that they think that if their party's all right and all good and all everything, then that would drip over into or already translate into voting for what's good for the country. But if you want to see what the country would look like, totally run under total Democrat rule, first of all, look at the disaster known as Obamacare. That's number one. Number two is look at California. Look how bad we're doing here in California. The disaster that's being created known as California. Right? It's bad. The latest rallying cry from the far left to abolish immigration and customs enforcement is now not winning. The findings demonstrate tension among Democrats on how to address the crisis at the border. They don't know what to do with it because I think they're finding out that people want border security. They don't know how to deal with it. They figured everybody was on their side. They'd want it wide open. Remember the White House taking all that heat in June over this, right? And these Democrats were coming out of the woodwork, ones you've never even heard from before, screaming to abolish ICE. And all of a sudden, it's gone dead silent. So, even if they don't want to fully dismantle ICE, 57% of Democrats view the agency negatively, including nearly three-fourths of those who describe themselves as liberal. That's according to a poll released Monday by the Associated Press. But I want to know how the question, this is, when it comes to polls, I want to know how the question is asked. Always want to know how it's asked and who it's asked to. Last month, the Fox News poll found that the call to abolish ICE was not trending among voters. But the July poll showed that 41% of registered voters approved of how ICE was handling its job, while an identical 41% disapproved. Now, the poll also discovered that by a margin of more than 2-1, voters were against disbanding the agency. Only 42% percent opposing versus 18%. So only 18% of the people polled wanted ICE abandoned.
Abolished.
Thank you. Some potential 2020 Democratic presidential contenders, such as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, back getting rid of ICE. And so did Senator Elizabeth Warren. Do these people realize, though, it's not just getting rid of ICE? They've got to create a law, an infrastructure. Who's going to take over the job that ICE took? Who's going to do customs and immigration? Or we're not going to do immigration anymore, I guess. Senator Kamala Harris, California, urged a rethinking of the agency. But, you know, just about had blood coming out of her mouth, stopped short of talking about abolishing ICE. Right? Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez thinks that ICE needs to go. I'm really hoping she runs against a Republican, and I think it'll be the first time in history we have that seat, or at least in 50 years. Right? I mean, and this doesn't stop. It's continual. They're still trying to put kids back with parents. Why is it so hard? Why aren't the parents coming in to pick up these kids? A lot of these kids came over with coyotes. They came over with so-called family members. They didn't come over with parents. And think about this. This should even scare you. A full third of Americans that were polled, a full one-third of the people polled, said that they were too unfamiliar with the agency to form an opinion. To give anybody an idea what they think should be done. Right? I love it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more, including a new feminist parenting group being put together on the University of Kansas. Can you help me? Can you just help me out here? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
They used to call it NAFTA.
The stock market soars as President Trump strikes a deal with Mexico.
We're going to call it the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement.
President Trump calls the new trade deal with Mexico tremendous. The two sides have been working to renegotiate NAFTA, which Trump calls disastrous for the United States.
We'll get rid of the name NAFTA. It has a bad connotation because the United States was hurt very badly by NAFTA.
And President Trump's approval rating up. up, USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump's approval ratings have gone up a point over the last month. That's according to a new Harris poll. The poll shows that 46% of Americans approve of President Trump's job performance. Last month, that number was at 45%. Candace Owens is a communications director for Turning Point USA.
What he did in this country was the most necessary thing by killing political correctness.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I'm Joe Bucini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. You know, it's the emails I get from you guys, the stuff I get from you guys during the break and other times, just always cool. You're pretty much right on. The Democrats, I think they've forgotten they're Americans. I think the hardcore left, these progressives, I mean, truly, who is egging on? Who is, you know, working with the Alexandrias of the world? You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Is that really what New York wants, or is this a small group that are pushing people like her? I mean, Alexandria, Senator Kamala Harris out of California. I mean, Jeff, my God, scary. She is one scary woman. When you think about where these people are coming from, they don't even know what the law is. Half the time, when you hear them talking about stopping something or not doing something else, or so they're saying, we don't enforce any laws that make us feel bad. I didn't know laws were based on how you felt. That was a little different than that. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know for sure, anyway. So when you look at what has taken place with ICE, have they done their job? Yeah, of course they have. You do have crossings that are way down. You know why? Because they know ultimately, these coyotes know, and others, ultimately, this president is going to get what he wants. And I'll tell you something else. Here's the funny thing about it. You know, for a while, think about it. The border crossings had pretty much stopped. But then when you get the wussies in Congress, Republicans that won't back the president, notice I didn't say Trump, but I said the president. So it doesn't matter where you stand. Are you saying that you're not going to back the president and enforcing the law as it stands? Change the law. Why didn't the Dems change the law when they had total control? I mean, solid, total, unstoppable control. If they were so sure it was the right thing to do, because they knew it wasn't. You know, in reading some of the articles around Obama, he wasn't so sure that the Affordable Care Act was the way to go. He wasn't really wanting to waste all that political capital
because he had so many other things he wanted to do. Look how that turned out. But the thing I started to tell you that should really scare you to no end before we went to break, it's a third of Americans said they are too unfamiliar. They have no idea what the agency does. Now, I know it's me picking on the people that are at work, but that's not true. What are you reading? What are you watching? How are you getting informed? How are you keeping... I can't tell you how many calls I get, and not from listeners, but in my other consulting world. And I talk to voters, I talk to other people. They have no clue as to what's going on around them. And they'll always say, I'm ashamed to say I don't keep up with politics. God, sweet Jesus, it's not politics. It's what happens to your daughters, your sons, your grandsons, your granddaughters at school. The person making the decisions as to what laws, what they're going to learn and how they're going to learn. Yeah, underlying, it's politics. But you're not involved in your children and your grandchildren's education. Is that what you're saying? And do you think any of those people who lost their loved ones to an illegal, do you think any of them said before, I don't get involved in politics? I don't get involved in all of that? I hate to burst your bubble, even though I like some of his music. I listened to an interview by Willie Nelson over the weekend. I'll tell you what, I know he's beloved, but I want you to think about something. This is my argument always. Love his music. You want to go to his concerts. You don't care, not that you don't care what his politics is, you don't go to his concerts to hear his politics, right? I mean, think about this. So your thought process is, I won't go, or I will go to his concerts. If he starts talking to politics, yeah, I might leave, I might not leave. Okay, but he doesn't talk politics, so it's not a big deal. No, but the man's got a boatload of money. And he's about as liberal as you can get. Okay, I mean, not taking your guns away from you necessarily, but he's about as liberal as you can get. And I'm listening to him without him actually coming out and saying it, but alluding to the fact that, you know, what people are doing with their bodies, with themselves, who they're sleeping with, you know, what a woman does as far as choosing to have a baby. Not, I mean, when you go down these roads and think about it, he's giving money to these organizations that are 180 degrees against what you believe, or what you say you believe. I don't know if you really believe it or don't. I don't know you. So if you were to walk up to somebody in the street because they needed food or they needed help or whatever, you buy a painting. That's even better. You go to an artist shop and you buy a painting. And there's a sign on the wall that says, all profits that I make on this, on these paintings or in this art gallery go directly to Planned Parenthood. Would you buy a painting there? Seriously, they support something you're 180 degrees against. Would you buy a painting there? Because if you would, I'd say you're not convicted. That you're into the yourself, because that painting will make yourself happy. And what he does with the money is on him, not you. But it's on you if you know what he's going to do with it. And by the time we step up and start being those people we say we want to be, start being those people that we yell at others for not being. So, you know, back to not being political, which is what I was getting at. Dan Stone is a 68-year-old retired bus driver from Charlotte, North Carolina, said that ICE should be modified but not scrapped. After spending decades living in Southern California, she said ICE ought to be less of a law enforcement agency and more dedicated to helping immigrants negotiate the border. No, we're not. ICE is not a travel guide, okay? In this case, an illegal travel guide. No, thank you. There are more drugs and crime coming across the border than years ago, which can't keep kids in cages, Stone said. ICE can be part of a more sophisticated vetting process where you keep criminals out. Well, actually, there are, and you can be. See, this is what they're uninformed. There are plenty of outlets where you can go get vetted ahead of time. There are 9 different, if you would, ICE-type or consulate-type of buildings in Mexico, facilities, not buildings, that they can go to and get cleared to come through. But they don't. They circumvent. They go over the border. Why? Because for years, they didn't have to follow the process. The past administration didn't care about the law. There was a loophole in the law. They come over the border, and all of a sudden, it's a nightmare to get them to go back or take them back. And I love the cage thing. I find that just, were they as horrified about it when Obama was doing it? Was it a big deal then? Anna Lee Lish, who was interviewed for the article, she was appalled by the scenes of the children separated from their parents at the border, but she doesn't blame ICE for the problem. She said, it's the law. She said, I thought it was horrific when I saw it. She was previously a social worker. She's retired now. She said, but ICE was just doing its job. It was following orders. It was following the policy set forth by the law. You don't want to separate families. See, you can't just let them go. Put them together. You want to take some of those empty military bases and throw them in there until they get it worked out? Okay, whatever, fine. But you don't give them a slip and say, come back. We're going to decide whether we're going to deport you or not. Yeah, they're going to show up, all right, right? 92%, this is not my number. This is the government. Number 92% of them don't come back for the hearing. So at some point, you got to go, hey, guys, this is not working. We're going to have to come up with something else. Now, the Trump administration seeks to curb legal immigration. Americans are more likely to say that they want to keep at existing levels, 42%. They want to keep the number of immigrants slated to be increased a little bit by 29% or decrease 28%. So think about that. 42% of Americans want to keep it where it is. 28% of them want it decreased. Sounds to be like the majority of Americans. Just guessing here. Right? Almost 70% of Americans want to curb immigration in some way or another. The 29%, you are outvoted. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
How can you not like this? It's a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Mathieu, your host. Come on, Johnny B. Goode. See, that's real rock and roll. Not that stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, or you can head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a live feed going on there. You get a lot of people that you can converse with other than me. Okay, there's a lot of smart people up there, seriously. And I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, Kevin Sorbo, just during the break, I caught something he posted. I thought it was kind of weird. We'll go back to the story in a second. Actually, pretty much over with it anyway. He said that there was a sign in Vice President Pence's hometown in Indiana that said we'd rather do business with President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, all the elites of Congress, the mass media, and all of Hollywood than with one conservative American. Right? Now, When you look at that, when you look at its face value, right, you're probably outraged. I'm thinking, man, what a close-minded person. For real. I don't even hold that view towards liberals. And you wonder why we can't get along. And if you hold, if you truly hold freedom of speech up in high esteem, if you really believe that it's so sacred and holy, then you have to allow that person to have their point of view. It's what we want, right? Now you might be asking yourself, what kind of business would dare post such a sign out front? Well, this particular one is out in front of Owen's funeral home. Let that sink in for a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. That should help you come off the ceiling, right? 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. Hey, you know what I did this weekend? I'm excited about it. What can I tell you? And I told you why. Anyway, you know, I always told you guys, again, I usually don't tell you to do stuff that I'm not willing to do. But I found me a flagpole, one that I liked. Because I have this flag that that's like a 45-degree angle, comes up off the house, and I have one of those beautiful flags that you hear us advertise on a regular basis. And the flag, we have a clay ceiling, clay roof. And the flag kept scraping across the roof because it's that big and that close. And it was picking up the color of the clay. And that was bothering me. And Tammy, God bless her, did her best to get it clean, and it was mostly clean. But I decided I wanted a flagpole at this point. And it's been sitting in the garage for 5 or 6 weeks. And I looked at it the other day, walking by, and I go, yeah, Messina, really, really doing the flag a lot of good sitting in the garage. So I put the flagpole, and frankly, it's still standing, which is even more amazing. But I put the flagpole in over the weekend. And being a stereotypical male, the directions called for 40 pounds of concrete. Hey, why not go all the way? Let's use 80. So, anyhow, we got that in. We got it up into place. And as usual, you know, you guys there that always have parts left over when you do a job, you must get the parts they're supposed to send me because there's never enough parts when I do the job. There's stuff missing. And I got to make 9 trips to the hardware store to get the right screw, the right size, the right this, right, anyway. But I'll tell you what, when we were done, when the flag went up, it was nice. And it's nice to have that. I drove up the street today, and we had a little bit of a breeze, so you saw the flag there, and I went, yep, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And it's not just because the flag's up, guys. It's not because a false sense of patriotism or. But in looking at that, you remember when you pull in the driveway, you pull up the street, you look at that flag. I personally remember all those men and women that gave their lives so I could be on the radio, so I could have a dissenting comment or comments about government and that kind of thing. Right? I mean, come on, give it some thought. We wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for those who came before us, if it wasn't for those who gave their life before us. And I'm very, very, very grateful for that. Real quick, before I get on to the next story. Facebook has banned a pastor's ad urging people to love God. Yeah, that's right. Not kidding. So Todd Starnes has posted a story. And the ad shows a picture of a pastor that says, speak the truth, love God, and defend America. And I think what sent the bells and whistles off, Todd, was the defend America. Although I'm sure that's not the only reason. So it banned the pastor's love God, defend America ad. And the pastor's name is Steve Solomon. Now, he's a radio host, pastor, Army veteran. He's out of Knoxville, Tennessee. And he purchased ads to promote his radio program, and that's the lines from his program. Speak the truth, love God, defend America. Now, the text of the imagery according to Facebook, that you're using is related to politics or an issue of national importance. Based on the definition we're using for enforcement, a Facebook representative told him that he needs to register, and the page is not authorized to run these kind of ads. He was told, in no uncertain language, that he had to obtain authorization from Facebook. I don't know, maybe a letter from God that it was okay to use his name. I don't know. Before you could post any advertisements that encourage people to love God. You can love Satan. You can love all that other stuff that they don't really care about, right? And once you're authorized to run these ads, choose the option to run this ad with the disclaimer that you created in the authorization process. So they go through the whole thing with them, right? Now, nothing about the ad's political. Absolutely nothing. If anything, it calls out for you to be closer to God, love God, and do the right thing. But God, loving God, seems to just to trigger the millennial tech geeks to no end. He said, I'm a pastor. I served in the U.S. Army. I was in Iraqi freedom, enduring freedom. He said, I literally defended America. And I love God. What's the problem here? You know, it's not only the Christian or conservative that's being punished on Facebook. It's others as well along the conservative lines or Republican lines, if you would. You think about how many prominent conservatives have been temporarily censored. You could just go on and on and on with all of this. You have readers who try to share stories. I mean, I've people who've tried to share our stories and said they can't. I've tried to share stories of Todd's and others. I can't. They get labeled as spam. Or you can't find the share button. Ever had that happen? Share button kind of disappears on you. Don't think that that isn't intentional. And that's why I keep saying to you, conservatives are having trouble because we can't get our message out. And when you can't get your message out, what happens? Right? You don't, people, you can't change hearts. You can't turn people. This fall, the University of Kansas will be facilitating a feminist parenting group where participants will learn strategies for raising intersectional feminist children. Now, KU's Emily Taylor Center for Women and Gender Equality will be hosting at least three meetings this fall meant to support students, staff, and faculty parents, as well as other interested individuals in exploring strategies for raising intersectional feminist children. Right. You know, it's bad to raise a male child. You know that. It's bad to raise a child, you know, with masculinity in mind. That's a terrible thing to do. Just ask them to tell you. The center explains that its purpose is practicing intersectional transclusion, trans-inclusion, and feminism. My God, really, we should check these terms for reality. What's that? I know it is. They're all over the place. I'm going to put this list together so when somebody says, why are you against these things? I'm just going to go through the whole list because I don't understand any of these. And neither do they in the dictionary. Right? They're putting this together in order to challenge the status quo and promote gender equality by raising awareness of critical issues related to gender and sexism. It provides opportunities to translate awareness into action, empowering individuals to advocate for themselves and others by approaching subjects through social justice lens. Right, so, but here's the problem. Anytime we ask a question or question it, how does that make sense? Explain it. They come down on you like a ton of bricks, like you're doing nothing but being nasty towards them. Right? The Feminist Parent Group says that it empowers parents and caregivers to raise children who challenge gender stereotypes. In other words, who challenge male and female. That's really what it is. I don't understand this. I don't understand why every single thing has to be challenged on a regular basis. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Put the article up on the site later on. You can read the rest of it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, whether it's on the air, in the chat room. Pick up the podcast later. No matter how you listen to the show, no matter how you find us out, let your friends know. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.